Au revoir. Aloha. This is the Airbuds Podcast. Thank you for listening. My name's Jamel.
Shalom, motherfuckers. My name is Peter.
Victor Oladipo. This is Mike Benner.
Yeah, it is Victor Oladipo. You are Victor Oladipo of this show.
I am.
You were hurt for a while. Now you're back.
I was.
I mean, wasn't you?
Was I hurt?
You're back. That's the more important thing.
The important part is you're
Peter
back.
Was the one that was gone for a while. Are you mixing me and Peter up?
Oh, shit. I forgot who. My bad.
Do you know? Can you tell us apart?
Honestly, it's getting worse.
Oh, boy.
It's fair if not.
These Costco glasses. It's not you guys. It's the Costco's.
The cheat sheet is that Peter's got the beard and I don't.
Yeah. I'm going to write that down.
Also, Mike has glasses and I don't.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry if that made a noise to
Also,
any
Peter's
of our...
like always just like. Fucking jacking off the entire
constantly.
Time.
Jesus, you
and
are right.
Mike
yak.
Is just taking it.
Yeah. I'm taking his jacking off.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what it means.
Like emotionally or like physically?
Both. He's like running around.
I don't
little...
like this riff that we started. Yeah. I mean, I started. Wait. I started. I took us there and
guys.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
All right. This has to be a Patreon app now because
no,
we
I
can't
mean,
put this out in public.
Because of the cum stuff? No, we could do the cum. Hey, when are we coming out with
Jamel's
this?
Jamel's a regular guest on a podcast called Cumtown.
Yeah. I'm
That's where most could. Of our listeners come
yeah,
from.
Yeah, they want us
cum
to jerk
from.
Off. On it. They're mad that we haven't already. Yeah.
Why aren't we doing it?
That's what I wanted on my Pornhub post.
People being like,
why the fuck isn't he fucking jerking off? What kind of bullshit is this?
I've never actually ventured down the path of reading the comments on your Pornhub videos.
I have. They're boring.
Really?
They're boring?
They're just like one LOL.
If you don't
Nobody
know what
even
we're
says
talking
come
about,
to Brazil.
Jamel Johnson, the genius of comedy, has some stand-up on Pornhub.com. Whenever I tell people about it, you know, it comes up every now and then in like general meetings, like who are some comics you like or who are some people. I always mention Jamel, and I always tell them if you want to find a good clip of his, go to Pornhub.com.
Yeah,
and search for him. And everyone's always like, "That's fucking genius."
And let me be clear, I have had a clip on Pornhub
for a
since
long time,
2015.
There it is.
I know that. Mm-hmm. Whoever needs to hear that, you can hear that.
I found it originally because you, because I was searching. I met you back in like 2015, and then immediately I was like, I gotta go jerk off to this guy, and I went to Pornhub.
Facts.
And I searched
I
for Jamel
there
Johnson,
for
and there
now
he was.
Now we have a podcast.
Yeah.
Did you mean Jane Johnson? That's the funniest part of the post.
Where the fuck's Jane?
Yeah. What the fuck? Is this an emergency or are we saving this? Are we pocketing this?
Oh, I thought we were going to post this on Thursday, no?
Yeah, we'll post it.
This is before the show.
It's an emergency.
The emergency is it's Podstar Weekend tonight, people.
That's true. If you are in LA and you're not coming to Podstar Weekend tonight, what the fuck are you doing?
Seriously,
get
this
your
is going to be a good
right,
fucking
dude.
Show.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, go to PodstarWeekend.com. Get your tickets.
You
also,
still got time.
If you're listening to this, you can still be the stage manager of Podstar Weekend.
Let's go.
Wait, did the stage manager drop
out? I'm just kidding.
Okay, good.
For $30.
I feel like you're not kidding.
Hey, look,
you can
you'll
be
find
the
out.
Assistant to the stage manager.
It's going to be a well-run show, we swear.
Yeah, don't worry about that now.
Yeah, go to PodstarWeekend.com, get your tickets, go to Patreon.com/AirBudsPod, support the Buds. For $5 a month, you get free content. I'm sorry, I always say free content. You get NFL. Bonus content.
No, for $5 a month,
you get
free
content.
That's true.
That's a funny way. It is a funny way to phrase it.
Yeah, for $5 a month, you get free content. You get free bonus episodes. You get free access to our Slack channel. You get to fucking hang out with what I think is becoming a really cool, fun little community over there.
It really is.
At some point, we're going to have to get Slack jackets.
Yeah, Slackets.
Honestly, the Slack is almost probably more valuable than anything else you're getting at this point. We just happen to be throwing our name on it.
It's very wholesome and fun, and it's a collection of weirdos that I all love in every unique individual way. Yeah.
And a lot of mystic slander. Wait a minute. Look, if you're in our Slack, keep that shit to yourself.
There's
bro.
No. Jamel people will, are just fans of other WNBA teams.
Jamel will put you in another thread.
That's true.
By yourself.
I'll move you, dude.
It does become threatening when suddenly it's like you see a threat has started under your comment with Jamel's avatar.
You're like,
his anonymous green avatar.
Yeah, I should probably change that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to. Look, guys, WNBA free agency started this week.
That's true.
Thoughts, feels.
Jimmy Butler has officially begun the recruitment process of Joel, the process Embiid. with of course as a resident Joker expert with like a Joker
Batman shit.
Yeah, some Batman ass.
What is wrong with these guys? Like another thing. What about Aquaman?
It's sad because it also makes LeBron seem so original for just loving The Godfather over and over again.
Still don't think he's actually seen it.
I agree.
I'm not saying he's seen it. Just saying he could be just saying this about Batman forever.
But then again, I did watch it once, and I'm dumber than LeBron, for better or worse.
True, but I think LeBron showed his true colors when, in a very serious kind of like somber, tender moment, asked about Kobe Bryant, he referenced The Sixth Man. Hardison and Marlon Wayans.
Oh yeah.
I just was like, oh, that's more your speed probably than
which
the
is
Godfather.
Amazing like, movie. But I've seen that way more than
it
Godfather.
It is amazing, and but he was like, referencing it's also a silly comedy.
But he was also referencing when he had that Kobe dunk, right?
Yeah, he said that that Kobe Bryant possessed his body the way Kadeem Hardison possessed Marlon Wayans.
Shouts out to Kadeem Hardison. If you're in LA, Kadeem.
Open invitation.
I fucking love Kadeem. He still works. He's still working. When I was a kid and I had to get glasses, I wanted the flip-up shades like he had in A Different World.
Of course.
Finally, like, I don't know how I got them. I might have, like, stolen them from, like, a fucking Clover or something, but did not look cool at all. Couldn't pull it off. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think you could pull it off now. I think your head is just big enough to support that.
That's true. I do have a gigantic head.
And I think you could use an extra set of shades, two sets of frames. Your head's big enough to support two sets of frames.
So you just want me to wear a second pair of glasses over top of my glasses?
A little
just
bit.
Just to balance out your face.
Just a touch.
Is my face not balanced?
Well, we ain't say that.
He just said just to balance out your face, which implies.
That's what he said.
Guess am I ugly?
So
it's a podcast about basketball,
yeah,
okay?
So, okay. Embiid says a thing. Embiid decides he's Two-Face. He's Harvey Dent.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy responds, hey, I'm the Joker. I'm Penguin.
Come down to Arkham Asylum.
Come on down. We're going crazy. We got knives.
Yeah.
We're whipping chains around.
Okay. Joel Embiid has sucked, and then Sixers fans have been booing him lately. He kind of responded to that. He's had a couple good games. I don't want the fans to kind of come back around on him because I want him gone.
What? Is this where we are now?
I love him so much. I can't ride his emotional roller coaster every season.
Can someone chop up like where we went from Ben Simmons being gone in December to now?
My
marriage has lasted longer than this.
Okay, wait. If you were in Philly tonight, would you have booed Embiid?
No, I would never boo him. I'm not, okay. I mean, yeah.
You're not actually living in Philadelphia, so you don't have that extra layer of rage.
But even if I went to Philly and went to the game, I don't think I would boo any hometown player ever.
You'd be the only dude. They all do it.
I know. I'm from there. But, like, I just, he goes through these funks. He plays poorly. He doesn't try. He's, like, sometimes he looks like he's, like, a freak athlete. Other times he looks like he's completely out of shape and winded, and it's just like every couple months he's like, I just have to learn like to be me again and have fun out there. But it's just like, you're just gonna say that six times a season? Like, I don't know. Like, I love him as a personality. I love him as a talent. I am gonna get sick eventually of him kind of being like manic in terms of how he plays every season, and I'd rather sell high than have him lose value.
You're not going to help him work through his mental illness?
Do you think?
I don't think it's a mental illness. I think it's like a I think it's a fucking cheeseburger addiction.
Do you think this?
Well, yeah, it is, yeah. Totally.
Do you think this team is significantly worse than last year's team?
He's significantly worse. He's averaging like 6 less points, 2 less rebounds. He's averaging 2 less free throw attempts. He's significantly worse this year than he was last year.
But he also broke his hand.
He broke his hand.
Account
also,
for the broken hand.
Do you think that he is also being affected by the fact that they have 4 other power forwards out there?
Absolutely he is, yeah.
But no, I think tonight was a big win for y'all. And I think Brett Brown got his rotation because I think he finally was just like, all right, we're done with this 2-center shit. Like, I feel like the plan was we'll play Horford and Embiid because we know Embiid goes to sleep sometimes, and Al won't. But, like, It doesn't fucking matter in the regular season, dude. Make Horford come off the bench. They did that tonight. They beat the Clippers. It looked good. But Alec Burks comes in. He's strong. He's good.
Glenn Robinson the third, actually.
They're both good players.
Good. Yeah, they beat the Clippers tonight, and we're recording this on a Tuesday evening. I'm still not convinced. Like, I'm not. It's the Sixers. Like, I'm not afraid of.
You can also say
contenders.
I'm afraid of
fucking lottery teams. Like they don't like the Clippers. Don't play well against good teams, and they beat bad teams. And the Sixers don't play good against bad teams. They play well against good teams. So who knows what will happen? They'll fucking lose to the Suns next week. The Sixers will.
All right, guys, we're going to get back to this episode very soon. But right now, Butters, we're going to talk to you about Untuck It. You guys ever seen an untucked button-down shirt?
Yeah.
I have, and it was terrible.
Gross.
I threw up.
They're absolutely gross. Throwing up is the correct way because they're not meant to be worn that way, guys. Thankfully, there's Untuck It, the original button-down shirt actually designed to be worn untucked. No matter your shape or size, Untuck It shirts always fall at the perfect untucked length. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on the talls, the shorts, the slims, the athletics, the not athletics, the guys of all ages.
You know who would be the perfect spokesman for this?
Me and Jamil.
Al Borland. From Home Improvement.
Hell yeah, that's
always tucking in those flannel shirts.
Oh man, he lost the bag there.
Suddenly, look.
I feel bad.
It's 2020. Al Borland comes out untucked flannel shirt.
What? Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Choose from 50 styles like wrinkle-free button-down, super soft flannels, outerwear, and more. With Untuck It, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, or too big again. And their website is super easy to use. They even have a whole page devoted to helping you find your fit. So
nostalgia is like in right now. Like, what was the biggest like commercial for the Super Bowl? The Bill Murray one, right?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, bring Al Borland in. Untuck It.
Visit untuckit.com and use the code BLUE for 20% off at checkout. That is untuckit.com. Promo code BLUE for 20% off your first shirt. Untuck It, relax style of your own. Untuck It is the way to go. Back to the show.
Richard Karn was the name of the actor.
Great.
Yeah, man, he ain't doing shit since Family Feud.
Back to the show. Guys, this is our last podcast before All-Star Weekend, too.
Which fucking sucks.
Why does that?
Sorry. Tecate virus. They're bullshitting around with the jerseys. The Nike website isn't doing what I want them to.
I haven't seen the jerseys yet, actually.
The jerseys actually look all right. I'm into them. They're a little brighter. They got a few different extra colors in there. And I bang with it. My problem, the Rising Star jersey. The Rising Star jersey is one of the more coveted things, especially since Nike got a hold of it. The past few years, there's been some good ones. I would love to get my hands on that Kyle Kuzma light blue Team USA shit, the Black World Luka Doncic from last year. You know what I mean? But they never had them shits for sale. This year, they put Zion's up. But they don't got nobody on the. They don't got no world ones.
You can't customize it at all?
You can't customize it. You can only get Zion. I want a goddamn Rui world jersey. And I will pay $200 because I'm a maniac.
Do you think they'll come out with it eventually?
No.
I do like the new jerseys. I like the blue with the yellow trim. I like
that blue Dame. That blue Dame jersey is calling my name. Might get that with the Stone Cold Steve Austin's.
It looks like there's a Star David on the front, kind of.
Shalom.
Right? I feel like Peter's going
to
get one of these.
Referencing to the commissioner.
I mean, look at this LeBron James.
Okay,
no.
Hello.
Goes to David Stern's
honoring
here.
Honoring David Stern. Baruch atah Adonai.
I'm showing Peter the picture. Is that not a Star of David?
That is a Star of David. Slam Dunkerino.
That's why I want the blue one. Extra Hebrew vibe.
Yeah, blue and yellow, come on.
This is a pro-Israel all-star game.
Which, okay.
That's weird.
Listen, it is what it is. Come down on either side, you just know the facts. If you're playing on Giannis's team, you are pro-Palestine. I said it. There we go.
Who got better? Real money, nuts to butts, who got better hummus? y'all or them?
I'm gonna probably say them.
Good call.
Is it weird that like there's a new trend in restaurants of like Israeli food, but it's just Mediterranean food? Like,
Bammers are just saying it's Israeli.
Like that Meze place in Silver Lake is like an Israeli restaurant, but it's just like Mediterranean cuisine.
What do they need? Just like some crazy soda?
Is there like unique dishes to Israel?
I guess.
I want to know, Peter.
I have that Jerusalem cookbook.
Mm. Crack that thing
open. That's it. Right. But that's a Jew and a Palestinian, so
do you have to
what the
read
fuck
the
do
recipes?
I know?
Do you read the recipes like
the
Torah?
I read them right to left, yeah. It is very confusing. I haven't made anything good there because I'm constantly trying to read it like a Torah.
When the fuck did this turn into a Jewish cooking show?
This
I want to know.
Is
Look,
a podcast about cooking.
Jewish God people make good fucking chicken, and I want to know all about it.
Jerusalem is a great cookbook.
Well, it's because all the ladies got big ass titties.
Hmm. Go ahead.
Go on. Now you have my attention.
Look, I said what I said.
Jamel is on the next plane to Birthright, baby.
I'm not going, but I've seen things.
Do black Israelites get to go to Birthright?
There's a separate black Israelite Birthright trip.
Yeah, instead of Shel Nadelson, it's Deval Patrick sends black Israelites.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this podcast about again? Is it basketball?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Blake, you know what? Some shit we forgot to talk about on Sunday. We are, like, Jazz or Cops is our motto.
Absolutely.
Shouts out to Jazz Hater. He changed his name.
Jake Jazz Hater. I think he's Jake number one Grizz fan now.
Yeah, he's number one Grizz fan, which fuck off.
But also that just implies that you're a Jazz hater.
Yeah. True. Only because, God, they beat us and we look bad. Mm. We lost to the Grizz. Fourth quarter was terrible. But anyway.
I think if the Jazz are cops, I think the Grizzlies are like petty thieves.
Yeah, it's first 48.
Yeah.
And the Jazz are cops in the Memphis Projects. The Grizzlies themselves are Lil Pookie and them. You know what I'm saying? Asking for a soda.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So, okay, we missed something on Sunday.
The Donovan Mitchell response to the missed call in that Portland game. What a ridiculous thing for a dude who's been in the league 3 years to say.
And also, like, has been now skating off of, like, 3 good months his rookie year.
Yeah, he had a Lin Sanity moment, and then he kind of – I mean, he's still – is worthy of being a starter, but he's not that.
I mean, I'll never forget how we fucked up the dunk contest completely, right?
Sure.
Wait, was it Donovan or Dennis? I always get those two.
Dennis who?
Dennis Schroeder Jr.
Oh, that's Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Yeah, they're both just like little wiry guys that I always
have different shaped heads. But anywho, I thought it was pretty weak for him to go after Gary Trent Jr., who had a good game. Who, if I'm not mistaken, dropped about 20 off the bench
on
like 70% shooting, and they had seven guys. And the guy in front of him just caught a concussion because somebody undercut him.
Let's all come together and root like hell for whoever the fuck is going to knock out the Jazz in the first round.
I'm rooting for them to drop all the way out. Portland goes up. You know, OKC staying.
Do we think Portland makes it for sure? Portland is what, 2 games out right now from the 8th seed?
Yeah. But they are balling.
They're fucking balling their minds out.
I mean, Dame's averaging damn near 40 right now. They're making it. Especially off this shit. I just need to be glued for every Portland-Utah game. He's like, we're not going to let dudes like Gary Trent come in here and push us around.
Except you did.
Guys, yeah, except you
he
did.
He just did. We all just
and
watched
And you lost because of the refs. You almost lost. You should have lost to a team with 7 guys. You don't get to be in the post game with your nuts out.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dennis Mitchell.
Whatever, man.
What are you fucking
Dennis Mitchell?
Fuck you, Darius.
Donovan Mitchell.
Fuck you, Darnell.
Fuck you, Donovan Mitchell, and your fucking spider-ass nickname. Why did you choose a fucking bug?
Speaking of Mike being racist.
Oh, man.
I've been wondering since the beginning of our TJ McConnell beef. Why don't you like white ballers?
I do like white ballers.
How many white ballers you like besides Luka?
Jokic.
Okay, give me one more.
Nick Collins. Not Collins. Who's the dude on...
Nick Collins is a dude and who lives in Glendale, dude. He's not...
Who's the dude... What's the dude's name on the Blazers?
Zach Collins?
Zach Collins.
Dude doesn't play...
Dog, he sucks.
The dude who looks like you without glasses?
He doesn't suck. What are you talking about?
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
They would be in the playoffs already.
I love Joseph Nurkic. I love Dario Saric. I'm still mad we traded him.
And you don't like none, no Americans. Except for you named Zach Collins, who has not played at all this year.
No Americans. What's up? No Americans.
Yeah, finish that off.
Name me five American white players.
Five Zach American Collins, players? J.J. Redick.
T.J. McConnell.
I love J.J. Redick. I'm mad we got rid of J.J. I feel like
What's Lauri Markkanen's passport say?
He's not
I think
Warren
Dragic has a green card now.
Connaughton. Dunk contest.
Tyler Johnson.
Do we know Connaughton?
Tyler Johnson
American?
Is not in the league anymore. Well, he
was as of earlier this week.
Tyler Hero, swaggy, drip drips.
Alex Caruso. Do we know what his deal is?
Nah, he's for sure. He's from wherever Casey Kasem's from.
Fucking hell! What are you talking about? Why not America?
Not America. I'm sorry.
Look, you struggled to name them,
but we named seven.
Between the two of you.
But because there's only 12.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Jesus, this is a tough game. Oh, Grayson Allen?
Zeller, Cody.
Zeller.
Sucks. I would never claim him.
Plumlee?
Also stop it,
name
but still.
Name.
M?
Marlon. It's Marlon Plumlee.
Mikola
Plumlee.
Can I start... Can you help me develop a character, Marlon Plumlee?
Yeah, is it like Marlon Wayans meets Mason Plumlee? Plumlee,
yeah. I'm the long-lost Plumlee, and I'm acting like Marlon Wayans. But okay. I'm hanging out with the Plumleys.
But in Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with a Nuggets jersey on.
Yeah. Perfect. You get your arm amputated after overdosing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get it.
Portland is three games back in Memphis right now.
And Memphis looks all right.
Ja
had his first triple.
Right
he had his first triple-double
Dallas
on
is... four and a half games up on Memphis.
So I think Dallas it has more potential to drop off than...
That's true. Because they have no centers.
They have no centers.
They are super hurt.
Their stars are in and out of the lineup.
If you lose a piece and you sign...
You sound,
somebody
your delivery
with a
right
face.
Now is so Jeff Foxworthy.
I'm sorry. Because I was about to... You ain't even let me... I was going to say, you might be a redneck.
You might be a maverick.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Just, you go get a guy with face tats, it's not going to end well.
If you get a guy with face tats, it's not going to end well.
Yeah, you killed that. You killed that.
For a Lithuanian. That's it. I don't know.
It's not going to end well.
Oh, my.
It's not going to end well.
So they could drop. Maxi Kleber and Willie Cauley-Stein are not going to carry... the Mavs
oh
into
God.
The playoffs.
No, I don't think so.
That's fair.
Yeah, I could see like the Blazers being 8 and the Grizz being 7.
You know what we need.
What do we need?
Lakers Blazers, by any means.
I would fucking love that series.
I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to will it in.
It's like the snobs versus slobs in terms of like MVP race.
So
like,
good.
LeBron will be the snobby choice for MVP and Dame is the slob version. MVP. It's Caddyshack.
Oh, okay. I needed the extra.
Yeah.
What else do I have to say to you guys? Had some can we do a segment where we all get to like it's like NBA but it's like The Sims, you feel me? Like it's like Sim City NBA Airbuds edition. And I think I figured out something that I like.
Sim City NBA Airbuds edition.
Go on.
Yeah.
I think we need to learn on the job on this one.
Go on.
Bottom line, this is my idea. And stop me if you've heard this already.
I haven't.
Never heard this before.
Yep. Pretty confident.
Keep going.
Never heard it.
We move the Magic to Vegas. Make them the Vegas Magic.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Then we bring the Charlotte Bobcats back. Now Charlotte has two teams.
Go on.
You know what I mean? Now there's now it's like we're getting a little bit of that international. The Charlotte Derby. You know, they played each other 20 times.
And Marvin Williams has to play for the Bobcats now. He got bought out and has to be drafted by the Bobcats.
Sure.
To what end? Why are we doing this?
I don't remember. I got drunk and wrote that down somewhere.
The Vegas Magic is one. I think Vegas...
Vegas Magic is right.
Vegas deserves a team, but before Seattle?
No. No. But I would like to see the next time they expand, get the Magic... Hey, look, wait. And I'm saying this. I feel bad for saying this. Because we got big Magic. Like, we're affiliated with a Magic family.
We're affiliated with, like, a famous Magic family.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have a video that I found on my computer recently of the Magic commentators shouting out the Kimball family in Philadelphia.
Yo, Kyle, I'm sorry I'm saying this on the podcast. But you know the basic Magic. You know it sound kind of good. It sound good.
I mean, he doesn't live in Orlando. He can't say shit.
Exactly. What if they... Okay, what if we give Orlando the Bobcat? Orlando Bobcat.
I'm going to sacrifice the Cavs. You just move them wherever you want. Change the name. I don't You're need done? Anymore. I'm over it.
I think if we get the Vegas Magic, the mascot has to be like a big foam head Chris Angel. Yeah.
Like a big boy, but with like long hair split down the middle.
Like a goth big boy that like is suspended above the arena in ice
Yo,
or something.
Wait. Hold on. Benner.
Yeah.
Can you please do a goth big boy shirt? Can you please, please? I don't give a shit if it has anything to do with basketball remotely. I need that bad.
All right. Yeah, I'll work on it.
Thank you. Whoa, thank
you. I might need to hire an artist because it might be beyond my capabilities to
That's fine.
Truly gothify a
and
big
whatever,
boy.
Whatever you need from me, I am there. I'm like Jay-Z trying to sign Lil Wayne. Whatever you need.
Whenever you call me, I'll be there. I feel drunk.
And yeah, you're also because like, you've been holding that big ass dildo.
Yeah, I've been holding this dildo for a while.
He actually has a huge dildo.
Yeah, this is not a lie.
Yeah, usually these are lies, but he's just been stroking a
it just fell on
10
him.
inch dick that just fell. It tipped his face.
It's like
and then hit his arm.
I don't think it's 10 inches long, but it is like big in every other capacity.
That ain't a 10 piece. Yo, that might be 10, bro.
I don't know, man.
I don't know
just
much.
Like the girthiest eight you've ever seen.
I ain't go to no fancy schools or nothing, but
that but might I know be my
a,
dicks.
Yeah, that might be a 10-piece, man.
Truly is a dick in this room with us.
Dick in the room.
Guys, is there anything else we want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know.
All-Star weekend, it's a slow news week kind of in the NBA. All-Star weekend is happening.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any predictions? Yeah, there you go. My bad. Samesies. Jinx.
Gonna be some tears.
I think Team Chance will win the celeb game. I think there will be tears. I won't be able to see any of it, probably. I'll be
Zone fucks you up, too.
I'll be at trying to find a bar at like 8 a.m. in Vietnam.
Like 6 a.m.
Trying to find the basketball game.
Best of luck. I hope you have to. I'm imagining you have to watch like in a legit hut.
I mean.
I know like, it's a developed
I'm going
country.
To Hanoi, like it's a
yeah,
real
I know it's
city.
I know it's a real city, but like
there's just one hut.
For some reason, there's just one hut with TNT.
I hope you need TNT. You got to go to Dave's hut.
I hope you meet a doppelganger of Jamel, who's just doing Robin Williams from Good Morning Vietnam over there.
Yeah, and he only pops out for All Star Weekend.
That's it.
Have you seen that movie? I've never seen that movie.
No.
Good Morning Vietnam.
I've heard him yell at.
I only know it because of Michael Scott on The Office.
I watched it once because I remember when I was like, you know that point when you're like in grade school and you really think you're smart as shit and you're like, oh, I'm like a cultured child.
That's what I thought when I was watching Patch Adams.
Yeah, I was trying to go through the AFI Top 100, like 10th grade or some shit.
Good Morning Vietnam, isn't that?
Isn't that? It was just like one of them movies.
That was like a very like Robin Williams is very serious.
It's in a Robin Williams top 100.
But it's just like him in front of like a microphone, like doing his bits.
Yeah,
right?
But sometimes yeah. It's sad though.
But it's also the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like you guys are arguing with me?
You're the only one on that side of the table.
Ask everyone when you're there what they think of it.
I know. I will not do that.
Okay.
Jamel already called me like a missed opportunity.
That's true. Okay. ASW predictions. Shouts out to Alan Strickland Williams.
I was about to say that.
Skills contest, who do you got?
I think Pat Beverly is going to win the flopping portion of
the, have they added flopping?
Yeah, but I think nobody wins the skills competition because it's the fucking worst event.
Damn, that would be sick if they added flopping. Do you remember they take that big Toyota three-pointer robot? Remember that Japanese three-pointer robot?
The Toyota robot wins?
You sit him out there at the top of the key, and you have to come down, and you have to pump fake the robot, and then you have to lean into the robot, mm-hmm. and convince a ref to call a foul.
On a robot.
On a robot. And then there's like three judges. Dominique Wilkins and some NBA greats. Judge the flop. Could hit. Skills.
See, here's why the skills competition is bad. Because if you miss three passes, you get to go on. If you don't make your outside shot, you like twice in a row, you get to go on. Like, I want to see like Joel Embiid missing all of his chest passes in the tire
for a long
for
time.
Like
5 minutes,
a minute, while like everyone else is just like lapping him.
The skills competition should just be the people who did the best in commercial break, like contests throughout the league.
Oh, like remember when we went
to
boys?
Yeah, remember when we went to there was just another one like the Laker girl, the girl at the Lakers game who was crying because she was nervous and then scored like 30 points. Remember also when we went to the Lakers game for my birthday and that kid didn't miss a shot?
He made like 14 shots.
Yeah, he had like 35 points. He hit like three NBA threes.
And it was like a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Don't you want to see like him in the skills competition?
How come no woman has ever taken a half-court shot? I don't think I've ever seen it. Has there been
That's
one?
That's half of the WNBA's Instagram. Is women
that is true. No, but you're talking about like in like a competition.
No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of crazy. You're right. I don't think I've seen it either.
Yeah.
Yo, we need sexism's get, alive, people.
We need to get like fucking
that's what
super
that's what you figured out
like
the sexism is alive?
Fuck. It just hit me. I didn't know before then. I have a Liz Warren t-shirt on. I'm wearing a Liz Warren goofy.
I have double bad news for you
right
now.
Nobody said anything to me. I didn't.
Well, that's because we just wanted to be respectful of your time.
Yo. I got this on Black Birthright.
When you sign up for Black Birthright, you get a
Liz Warren
Koofy. That, is that fake, that Buttigieg, like, invest in Black America t-shirt on his website?
Bruh.
If it's on his website, I'm guessing it's not fake. I mean, if it's fake in a sense.
And should I get
he's
one?
Racist.
Should I tie-dye it? Should I get one tie-dyed?
Yes.
That'd be hard.
Other also predictions. Derek Jones Jr., I predict, will fucking win the dunk contest. I just watched him with the Heat play the Clippers in person. That man is a very good slammer jammer. He is – he can fucking jump.
Can I guarantee Dwight Howard will give us at least two mega eye rolls during – the dunk competition?
He's definitely going to, like, redon the Superman cape.
Which is ridiculous. He should not.
Nope.
He should have to dress like fucking Darkseid. He should have to dress like fucking Bizarro Superman, dude.
Yeah. Was it the villain that killed Superman?
Mm.
I can't remember.
Is it Darkseid? No.
It's not Darkseid. He was, like, made of concrete, essentially.
Concrete Man, you fucking nerd?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
That's some Mega Man shit.
Was there a Concrete Man in Mega Man?
I have no idea.
There was definitely like a Brick Man.
There was definitely a Brick Man. There was a Leaf Man. I remember that.
Oh, Leaf Man is the god.
Yeah.
I think Pat Connaughton is going to do the whitest thing we've ever seen in the dunk contest. I think he's going to be less embarrassing. Yeah. He's not going to do like Chris Birdman and just like put up 1,000 bricks because he's thinking about how he fucks kids. He's not going to do that.
Facts.
But I think he's just going to, like, you know when they do, like, the, it's like you get, like, a player assist?
Is he going to dunk over an entire barbershop quartet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Glee Club.
Dunk.
He's going to get Old Boy from fucking Old Town Road remix.
Mm-hmm. I was in a Glee Club in high school.
I believe it.
That's it.
You're a singer.
I'm a singer, baby.
Yeah.
Which that does
3-point contest? Do we care?
Dame Lillard He's also rapping on Saturday night. That's fun.
So I don't think he's going to try to win. I don't think he's going to try to win. I think he's going to try to look as cool as possible. You know who I'm rocking with.
Who?
I don't know why I said that like I was fucking Canadian.
Rolkin?
Rolkin with. You know who I'm rocking with?
What Canadian accent is that?
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Duh, oh, Peter.
My bad, my bad.
Fucking right, duh, right, Peter.
Right. Davis Bertans.
Oh, dude, yeah.
The Latvian laser.
That's the happiest Jamel's been this entire NBA season. Though.
I love him. I want him.
He gets so upset. Like, frighteningly mad.
Yeah.
And he's got that neck beard, which in recent weeks, he's tightened up the neck beard a little bit. It's not all the way down there. He still looks scary, but not shoot up the mall.
Oh, my God.
Who's the most mall shootery player in
Next.
The NBA?
Dallas Bertan. We already answered the question.
Well, he shaved. Who do you think Team LeBron or Team Giannis is going to win?
Whichever team got Dame on it, which is Bronski B.
Team, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take LeBron's team. I think Giannis was like, I'm going to pick my friends. And LeBron is like, I want to destroy Giannis.
Yeah, I'm putting together a roster.
Yeah.
I don't got time for this. I touched a dildo, too.
Yeah, there's a dildo on the table. Guys, anything we want to talk about before we wrap it up? I think it's about wrap time.
So if anybody works for Nike, please just... let me pay a ridiculous amount of money for this Rui jersey.
We also tried to get custom Cream City jerseys for Podstar Weekend, and we could not find them.
I did get it. I bought a custom Airbuds.
No.
I have a Wizards
Airbuds
Pod number 75 coming in.
I thought you were saying that you
Cream City, yeah.
Got like our like cover art. I thought you were saying you got the jerseys from that.
I mean.
We should make those.
That's a jersey.
Yeah.
We can make that pretty easy. They make blanks.
Let's do it. If you would buy an Airbuds jersey, hit us up at AirbudsPod on Twitter. Let us know. I'm anticipating absolutely zero response
to
this.
No, and that's and I'm not putting up no bread. When we post this episode, 100 retweets, the jerseys will start to get developed. We're going to need 100 retweets on the post.
Yeah. If you are listening now.
100 is so attainable.
So attainable.
Peter got the dildo on his head.
There's also a cleaning lady in the office outside who could just see the dildo floating in the window of the office and my face, and that's all she saw.
That's pretty good.
We made eye contact, and not one of my favorite moments of my life. Just the tip of a penis and me and a lady
looking at each
contact.
Other. Yeah, we got to get up out of here.
Yeah, we got to go.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Peter, for doing that. Great. And now we have to exit and go run into this woman who's probably is worried for her safety at the moment.
Yeah.
Be safe. That's not.
Yeah,
cool.
She can smell the weed pen too. I don't know.
All right, guys. Podstarweekend.com if you're still listening at this point.
Last minute.
We only got a little bit of tickets left. It might be sold out by the time this airs.
And that's actually true.
If you want to be the stage manager, hit me up on Slack.
I don't like this bit. It makes me worried. It actually makes me worried.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Anywho.
Bye.